On a recent weekend, nearly 70 electric vehicles are lined up in a bare parking lot in downtown Juneau. It's the city's annual electric vehicle fair.
When you grab the door handle,
John Cooper is here showing off his two EVs, and he's proud to say he was one of Juneau's early adopters. He invites me inside his fully electric sedan and pops the keys in the ignition. Cooper says there are plenty of charging stations in Juneau. Range anxiety isn't an issue. The convenience of owning one was a big selling point.
When you're on your way to work, your car is full, and it's an incredible feeling to get in the car, and you're sitting, like, the whole time that we've been talking, or most of the time that we've been talking, this car has been on and idling.
It's quiet because there's no rumble of a gasoline-powered internal combustion engine. Not that long ago, electric vehicles weren't commercially available. But over the span of about 5 years, the number of EVs has reached into the millions worldwide. That's still only a tiny fraction of cars on the road. Even so, oil companies and even estate economist Neil Fried are paying attention.
Does it keep me up at night? Not too often, but it's not just a thought experiment by any means.
For the past 40 years, Alaska has paid its bills largely using oil revenue. Recently, that's presented the economy with some extreme challenges. And Fried says electric cars are potentially yet another threat. How big of a threat? Well, that depends a lot on how quickly the shift happens.
Well, I mean, look at iPhones and how fast they are adopted. Would the same thing happen with cars? I don't know.
There's a range of opinions on that. Some energy analysts have forecasted that electric vehicles could outsell gasoline cars by 2040. Then there are companies like BP, which project much smaller numbers. In any case, Sam Ori agrees with Fried. He's the executive director at the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. The global demand for oil is still increasing, but Ori says as consumers snap up more electric cars, the demand could start to flatten out.
It's not as if people are going to stop showing up to buy oil from Alaska, but the price at which they buy that oil is going to be less than it otherwise would have been because of this change in the oil market. Electric vehicles are a piece of that, a small piece, but they're a piece of that, and they're going to become a bigger piece of it.
He says electric vehicles and more fuel-efficient cars are already affecting the global oil market. That trend is likely to continue as countries consider measures to reduce carbon emissions. The Chinese government is thinking about banning gasoline-powered cars altogether. But Ori says a transition isn't going to happen overnight.
I think if people are thinking of it as like, well, are electric vehicles going to become so widespread in the next few years that they eliminate the demand for oil and like we have all this oil and there's no one who's going to buy it? Yeah, that's not happening soon.
Still, Ori says globally it's becoming cheaper to produce oil. Far-flung places where it's expensive to drill, like Alaska, could start to look less and less appealing. Back at Juneau's electric vehicle fair, Monique Reeder is taking a break from the rain underneath the tailgate tent. She's here promoting her dealership, which carries fully electric vehicles. But Reeder herself?
You know, I don't actually own a car, but I do take home demos.
In any case, she doesn't think the capital city's enthusiasm to move away from gasoline cars has to be a reflection on the state's economy. She says Alaska will have to adapt.
Because we don't want what's happening with the barrel prices. We don't want that to affect our economy so much where it's really hurting our budget because we are just dependent on one. If we can diversify, it's going to be a positive all around.
As for her business, Reeder's been selling electric cars for about a year. She says they've been flying off the lot. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau, with help from Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.